This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. This election year is proving to be a challenging one for a couple of senior figures in Congress. The embattled Ohio Republican Congressman Bob Ney is telling a Pennsylvania newspaper that he is dropping out of the race. We'll have more on that in a moment.
At the same time, the political future of Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman is in jeopardy ahead of tomorrow's Democratic primary. Lieberman and his challenger, businessman Ned Lamont, engaged in a final flurry of campaigning this past weekend. The race is attracting national attention, as many see this as a battle for the soul of the Democratic Party, at least when it comes to Iraq. Last night, Lieberman defended his support for the war and argued he has stood up to President Bush despite his opponent's claims. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
For 8 months now, since he announced his candidacy in January, Ned Lamont has methodically attacked Joseph Lieberman's vote in the Senate to go to war with Iraq and Lieberman's continued support for that war. Last night, just 2 days before Connecticut Democrats go to the polls and what has become a referendum on that decision, Lieberman offered the explanation his backers said should have come months ago. Speaking at a senior center in West Haven, Lieberman said as someone who voted for the war, he feels a, quote, heavy personal responsibility to do everything he can to bring the troops home as soon as possible.
But if we simply give up and pull out now, like my opponent wants to do, I'm convinced that would be a disaster for the Iraqis and for us.
Lieberman appeared with his Democratic Senate colleague Chris Dodd and former Georgia Senator Max Cleland. Lieberman said his record had been distorted by Lamont, as he said Cleland's record had been distorted by Republicans 4 years ago. And Lieberman took on another charge that he's been too cozy with Republicans in the Senate.
I know that sometimes in the United States Senate, the best way to deliver for the people who sent me to Washington is to work with my colleagues on the other side of the aisle. And I'll tell you this, that doesn't make me a bad Democrat. It makes me a better senator for the state of Connecticut.
That kind of talk appeals to Lieberman supporter Christopher Tracy, a Fairfield firefighter, who said the senator has come through during times of crisis.
That all those Democrats that are long-term Democrats, not the Johnny-come-latelys that just registered because they're angry, but the real hardcore Democrats, the ones like my dad and granddad, they're going to come out in favor of Senator Lieberman. That's what I believe.
Lamont continued to push his message of change, one that, according to the polls, appears to have resonated with a majority of Connecticut Democrats. The Greenwich businessman says his is not a single-issue bring-the-troops-home-now campaign, but says that issue feeds everything else.
We're losing our manufacturing jobs. We're losing our defense-related jobs. People feel like the middle class is slipping from their grasp, and people sort of project that on the war. How come we're spending $250 million over there? We're not investing in our cities and investing in our people here.
And Lamont takes issue with Lieberman's charge that Lamont has misrepresented his record.
I don't know. Have I misrepresented his position on Iraq? Have I misrepresented his position on the energy bill? Have I misrepresented his position on Terry Schiavo? I've told you what my positions are there, and he can say what his position is. But there are real differences between the senator and I on some big issues.
Denise Marshall, a 40-year-old social worker, pushes a stroller at the Orange Fireman's Carnival. A former Lieberman supporter, she says she'll be voting for Lamont on Tuesday.
Lieberman's done a lot of good things. He helped save a lot of jobs. But I really think it's time for a change. He's been there, what, 3 terms. I think it's time for a change.
Both candidates spent much of the gorgeous summer weekend hopscotching around the state, shaking hands at festivals celebrating everything from Italian Americans to jazz to gospel music. At the Fireman's Carnival, Lamont showed his skill at a midway game of darts.
What do I do?
Pop some, yeah.
What color do you want me to hit?
Anyone.
All right. You're ruining my chances. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tally Lamont wouldn't mind come tomorrow. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Meriden, Connecticut.